from the Mobile 5280 Studios. This is Weekend Geek Update Special Report, and I have, well, a man that needs no introduction around town. He's a legend in his own mind, and a few Waffle Houses. I have Tim Monette from Rocky Mountain Con, who has promised me something stupendous. But we'll get to the stupendous part in a moment. I want to know, Tim, you and I have some history, been around. Why in God's green earth would you want to do your own con?
Because I'm crazy enough to do it. I don't know any other reason. You know, I tell everybody, you know, the reason I started this was, one, to help, but two, for my love of the local community and the comics that come out, and the whole genre that we have here in Colorado has just been amazing.
So the benefits of Rocky Mountain Con, a proceed goes towards Aurora Rise.
Yes, yeah. A portion of all of our profits go right directly to Aurora Rise. That then 100% of that goes right back out to the theater shooting victims.
Excellent. So, guesstimation, or if you have an actual number, how much have you been able to help, or how many families have benefited from the charity?
Last year, I think the total between the auction and the show and everything, we raised over $8,000.
Holy crap. Okay.
And we're hoping to double that this year.
And last year was year three.
Yes, year three for us.
And I think it was a pretty stellar lineup. George Perez, personal fan favorite. And then you have Gigi Edgley, who's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Out of last year's guests, did you have a favorite or that you hit it off pretty well with?
You know, I really enjoyed all the guests. And one of the things we do when we're looking at guests is we try to find people that are really fan-friendly. Gigi was probably one of my favorites, though, just because she's so hilarious.
She is. I loved her on Jim Henson's Creature Shop Wars. I was like, oh, I was sad that show didn't come back. I just wanted to see more of Gigi.
Yeah, no, she's amazing, and she's hilarious. And an amazing storyteller, just to tell you stuff that was going on during Farscape and the Henson show and all that.
And see, that I loved her in Farscape as Gianna. Mm-hmm. And another show that was cut off way too freaking soon.
Well, rumors, you know, hopefully there's been rumors for years. Hopefully we'll see more.
Yeah, just like with Serenity coming to Netflix.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I don't see that
well,
one happening.
Well, you know, if they'll reboot Full House, come on, can't we get Serenity?
You know, that is a damn good question. How can we get Full House? How the hell does that work? Constantine gets canceled, but we get Fuller House.
Exactly.
So as growing up, were you heavy into comics or big collector? Or, I mean, what's the geek background here?
You know, my geek background didn't really start until I got out of high school. And that's when I started.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. When I graduated, I started hanging around with some buddies that were Magic, the Gathering players. And I started playing national tournaments for Magic. And
that is an odd rabbit hole to get started on.
And then the comic side came in as I was actually invited to play in the national tournament in Chicago the year before Wizard took over Chicago Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was at the bar, and I had a booth. Go figure, a con at a bar.
Uh-oh.
One of those stories. I got there early enough that I had one of the few booths in the bar in the Hyatt at Chicago, which is notorious during Wizard World.
Yes, it is. I've been thrown out of that hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. And the guys from Chaos Comics.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Lady Death and Brian Polito's crew.
Yes. They were like, hey, can we sit with you? So, okay.
Sure.
And that was the start of comics for me. I started collecting since then.
I can't think of a better way to be introduced to comics than through Brian Polito and Lady Death. That is awesome.
Yo.
So, since then, have you amassed a large collection? I mean, now that you're running your own cons, you can kind of be kind of picky and choosy now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I mean, I still have a hold slot down at All Season Aurora.
Yep.
I mean, I pick up my books every week, or try to anyways. When I can get
every couple
of
weeks.
There. Yeah, you know, and you know, I have comics I still love to this day. I'm a team book guy. I love the JLA, the Avengers. You know, I've always been around that stuff, and that's the stuff I really kind of go to now is the team stuff.
Okay. Who in your mind would be, I don't know, who's the greatest Justice Leaguer?
Wow. Oh. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it really, you know, when you start breaking them down into individuals, it really becomes, you know, personal preference in it all. I mean, if I, you know,
if Geoff Johns is writing Justice League, I'll even narrow it down for you. We'll get rid of everything pre-2000.
Okay.
We'll start with Geoff Johns.
Okay.
Geoff Johns, Justice Leaguers, best Justice Leaguer.
It's a tough. I can't really pick, man. It's,
really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's one of those things where you just go, yeah, at this point I like this one. At this point I like that one. It's a tough thing to say.
It is a tough thing to say because you are a Batman fan.
Yes.
I know, and I'm surprised you just did, well, of course, Batman.
No, but it's for me, when you're dealing with somebody like Johns, or, you know, Johns or some of these guys that are amazing writers and the amazing artwork, to me it's both to have to come together. So when you're seeing the stories develop and things that you're like, wow, that's, they may be changing stuff from the, you know, 60s, but it's still an amazing story.
Right.
That's what draws me into every book.
All right. So with that concept then, what is your thought or what are you looking forward to Superman, Batman in, I think, what, 2 weeks? Isn't that coming out 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. I'm looking forward to a good story. I'm like everybody else. I get a little skeptical with so many characters going into the movie.
That's kind of our worry with Cap.
Yeah.
That's a huge worry with Cap.
And that's the thing with that, too. When I look at that and I see that final scene and it's like, okay, all these people, are we really going to get the story we want? I don't know.
Well, and this was brought up a couple days ago. That everyone already has their backstory revealed, so we can just go straight into the action. That didn't really work all that well for Age of Ultron. I hate to break that to you, because that's kind of what that was.
Yeah.
No story. Let's just go straight to just beating the shit out of each other. So
yeah.
I don't know, and I am kind of worried about that.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing when you start doing these movies and starting combining things together and that. You know, they've proven it works. I mean, you know, but can DC do what Marvel does? I don't know.
If it's not Batman, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it just is because it doesn't translate or it's just the writing sucks. I know Geoff Johns is involved with DC now and all of that with the movie, so maybe there's hope.
I think with him helping, it helps. Knock on wood.
It's like having John Quesada or Joe Quesada for Marvel and all of that helping with Jess and all that, but I don't know if DC translates better or not. I mean, the TV shows. Do you have a favorite TV show on DC side right now?
You know, I watch all Arrow, I watch Flash. I think they're both really good. If I had to pick between the two, I'm probably a little bit more on the Flash side right now.
I think I agree with that just because Arrow pisses me off because it's Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all of Batman's story. But Flash at least has been somewhat consistent with the villains, the storytelling. All of that has just been absolutely pretty spot on. Now, have you watched any Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes, yeah. I watch that every week. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it more than I thought, to be honest. Now, when they change the cast up next year, we'll see how that goes. I mean,
it's
Constantine's supposed to be there.
Constantine, but I'm not. If they lose Cold, I'm out.
Yeah,
he makes that show for me.
Favorite character on the show by
Absolutely.
Far.
Absolutely, I can't believe how badass they've written Cold through all of this. So now with the guests that you have, I mean, have you targeted or, I mean, have you talked to these shows or, I mean, what is your mind process at getting guests?
The first thing we look at is, you know, part of it comes down to who do we think the people coming to our show want to see? You know, who's a guest that hasn't necessarily been to Colorado in a while or has been here, which is tough with as many shows as there are like this every weekend.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been to Colorado or who hasn't been here in a while? And that's the first thing we look at. We look at how friendly are they with the people that come to the show. Are they that, here, sign, get out of the way, kid? Or are they, have that conversation.
Don't bring Val Kilmer here. I'm just telling you that right now. Val Kilmer does not need to come to Colorado. That man is bitter.
Very true.
So, fan friendly. Now, I mean, I do have to commend Rocky Mountain Con because it actually is a focus on comics.
Yes.
Which a lot of the cons have kind of stepped away from. They don't do it as often. Is that because of the love, or is that like just because it fits so well with the con and the charity?
I think it fits well with the con and the charity, and that's where we kind of try to set ourselves apart from some of the other shows. Everybody has their own little niche market in all the shows that are done here in Colorado, and we try to have a little bit of a mix of everything, but really bringing a comic convention to Colorado is what we want to do.
Okay. Now, when you've gone, because I know you go to C2E2.
Uh-huh.
Who has been the best guest you have seen at another con? That you like walked out and just said, "Holy shit!"
You know, the one I would probably have to say is just amazing with people is Stephen Amell from Arrow is amazing with
he
people.
He is. I've seen him at, what was it that I saw him? I think I saw him in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just like really like genuine and I mean, he's like Barrowman. I mean, the way those two were with their fans, it's like, oh, you guys actually care.
Yes. That's the thing is, when you have a guest that actually cares, that's what you want.
Very nice. So what is the best item that you have gotten at a con?
I have a very, very extensive Michael Turner collection.
Really?
That I keep hidden away. A few years ago, I donated one of the original Fathom posters signed by Michael out of my personal collection to the Aurora Rise auction. So I keep that locked away. I have some custom Mandalorian helmets that are probably right up there. But my Turner collection is one of my favorite things.
Michael Turner did a tour. For those that you don't know who Michael Turner is, he did a great run on Superman, Batman, with reintroducing Supergirl. Civil War is his baby. I mean, the covers on that alone are stupendous. Now, I have to know, because I have an extensive Turner collection as well. Now, there's a couple pieces that I need. There is a print of Spider-Man in the Iron Spider costume where he is on top of Cap's shield. I have a print, but it doesn't have Turner's signature on it. Do you have such a print?
You know where I live, so I'm going to say no. But maybe?
Maybe? There was that one, and then there was the cover from Identity Crisis.
Uh-huh.
With Wonder Woman holding the golden lasso with the noose. I gave the Turner-signed one away as a gift. And this is, of course, before Turner passed away. And then I just started kicking myself like, what? So again, another print. Do you have? No, you don't have in your collection, of course.
That one I don't.
Okay. But you might have a shield one. We need to talk. I love Turner's lines, his art style. I mean, and what a nice, really nice guy.
Yeah, one of the most amazing, amazing artists I've ever met. Not just for artwork, but for his interactions with his fans. And he would sit and sign as long as he needed to make sure that everybody in that line got that autograph.
Because mm-hmm. when he was doing the Fathom tour, because that's when I met him, because he stayed here at Freetime Comics had him. Mm-hmm. So we sat and chatted him up. And, I mean, it was, the man was great.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. All right, so we'll stop fanning out. So with the exception of Turner, is that your favorite artist, or is there one that, you know, you're always... Because, I mean, George Perez.
Yeah.
That was impressive. You got Perez. That's just like, wow.
George is an amazing guy, and I love his take on the Teen Titans stuff is probably some of my favorite stuff that he did. I love it. I mean, I'm a Deathstroke fan, so that kind of comes in handy when you're dealing with that.
Yeah. But,
you know, so don't get me wrong. Anybody that runs a show that tells you bringing people in is not part of a little bit of a guilty pleasure for them, they're lying.
Well, I mean, this is your chance to like completely geek out. I mean, you have a reason to like approach your heroes, which I'm firmly against. Never meet your heroes, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
So is there someone out there that you're afraid to approach, but you want to?
Oh, on the artist side, I would probably have to throw out somebody like Jim Lee. Would just, I don't know. I've had the pleasure of standing in line and getting his autograph once.
Yeah. I had that opportunity in New York. Him and Quesada.
Oh.
And see, I've got so much old, like, Quesada artwork and everything. I have the old Gambit Rogue vertical poster prints that he did back in, 94? Sure. They're awesome. I really wish Quesada would, like, start drawing it. Of course, yes. He's going to be out of a job soon, so yeah. Maybe we'll see that. How do you approach a Jim Lee or a Quesada?
You know, honestly, I just do it. I've gotten to the point now where you just walk up and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and this is what I do. But I think I'd still be really nervous if I walked up to Jim Lee and said, hey, this is who I am. Come to my show.
Would you please?
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what kind of price tag Jim Lee would come with.
I would probably be a little scared to find out, but it'd be fun.
It would be fun. It would be very fun. So with the new Rocky Mountain Con coming, any artists that you're eyeing for this that you're going to be announcing? Or you're kind of like, close?
Well, you know, we've announced Michael Golden already.
Yes, you did. Which, out of his work, is there something that stands out that you love the most out of him?
Rogue. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to go.
I didn't know if I wanted to give you Rogue right away. I figured there could be something else.
You got to go with Rogue right away. I mean, that's just, you know, that to me is just huge.
It is. And we just got yelled at from across the way, the Nom, of course.
Yes, of course.
But the Nom was so, I mean, for the time with Marvel and all of that in the late 80s going into the 90s for Nom was, that was a gritty book for the day and age.
For that time frame?
Yes.
That was, you know, that took some guts to put that book out. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. That was something that was a little out there for them at that time. They, you know, it wasn't spandex.
No, it wasn't. So with that, I mean, do you think the hero books are starting to be replaced with some of the stuff that Image and, you know, the independent titles have coming out?
I don't think they'll ever be replaced. Do I think that the market has opened now to more of those books? Yes, I do. I really think that you're starting to see, with the influx of people, they're also seeing there's more than Batman, there's more than Superman or Flash or these guys. You know, there's more than X-Men out there. They're realizing that, and they're like, I like the horror side. You know, we're seeing a lot of horror books coming out,
now,
which is great.
Do you think Walking Dead helped that progression, or do you think it was going to naturally happen with the way trends and everything go?
No, I'll give Kirkman his credit. It was huge. The Walking Dead really helped that whole genre of comics come out.
So, with Walking Dead laying the foundation, is there another horror book that you think will get the Walking Dead treatment coming up? With the exception now that Sandman's been what's-his-face stepping away from Sandman, which is hugely disappointing. Joseph Gordon-Levitt decided to step away yesterday. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's what I heard online. You know,
that
it's
hurts.
Online. Who knows? But
so without Sandman, is there another one you're thinking this deserves it?
You know, I personally would love to see a darker, grittier Constantine again. I really think that could be the one. I mean, that was one character I always enjoyed. So I like the drunk, chain-smoking,
the attitude.
Yes.
They Kool-Aid him so bad.
Exactly.
But see, then you see when they pull something off like Lucifer.
Yes.
Which has been tremendous.
Huge.
I'm surprised. I honestly thought this show was going to suck. And I don't know if it's just because the writing is so good or actually the guy playing Lucifer is so freaking charming and devious.
Yes, I think that is exactly. I think the actor is making that show so much more than what it should be or what conceptually should be.
It's like Hartnell being the first Doctor.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can think is that's, without this guy, I don't think the show would fly as much. So what in your mind, and then I got a big question, what in your mind is the staple every comic book collector or enthusiast should have in the collection that you would say, you know what, this is what you need to read for sure, stand up?
You know, my go-to for people that are saying, okay, what do I need to read? What's something you recommend is, it sounds weird, but the whole 90s JLA stuff to me was, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but to me it was interesting and it was fun and it was. I don't know. It was a good comic to get into.
I liked the 90s one because you still had Aquaman with the harpoon. Yep. You had Kyle as the Green Lantern.
Exactly.
You had Superman, which was with the weird powers at the time.
Depending on what color he was.
And then they did that great story, Tower of Babel.
Yes.
Which had Batman basically exploit all of the weaknesses of his team.
Yep.
And, I mean, that is one I'm surprised they haven't made a movie out of yet.
Yep.
Needs to happen.
It will. I think it's going to. Sooner or later, they got to do that. It's such an integral part of the character. I think it's a good thing to put out there. So
agreed. And I'm curious now that they've announced J. Jonah Jameson is playing James Gordon in the Justice League movie. I'm like, okay, I don't know why James Gordon needs to be in a Justice League movie, but okay, if you say so. Who do you want to see play Robin in the upcoming movie? Or we already know Affleck, Batman.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know who... what version of Robin are they going to bring? Because that really is going to be, you know, who's going... You know, I can go to, you know, the young man that plays... that played the original in... in Arrow... that played the Red Arrow.
I know who you're talking. That played Arsenal.
Yes, played Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, I think he'd make a good Robin.
I agree. That's an excellent idea. You know? Like that idea. All right.
Him as Todd.
Oh, turn him into the Red Hood.
To me, that would be amazing.
That would be so vicious. So, with you being in charge of Rocky Mountain Con, I have to ask, you have to give me something. What guest is coming that you haven't announced yet? If you can announce it, because I know you're constantly working. You're the hardest working man in the con business.
All right. We're going to give you the scoop here today. We can officially say to you, this is your scoop.
Because
I love you, man.
Oh.
We are going to announce right now, Adrian Paul from the Highlander series is going to be at Rocky Mountain Con this November.
Wow. There can be only one. That is awesome. So, I mean, does he? How did that conversation go about? Because I would just sit, okay, there are a few people that I would geek out over, but I love the Highlander series so much.
He does a lot. Adrian is a very charitable guy. He runs his own charities.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, when we approached his people, you know, that's how it all works with people, is you got to go through their people.
Oh, yeah.
About it. They were very gung-ho about doing the show. So it actually went really quick, really easy, and it was probably one of the easiest transactions we had with anybody ever.
Wow. So he was all on board, and did you talk to him, or was it just his people talking to you?
It was just his people. I mean, to be honest with you right now, that's what it was. But
that's still tremendous. I mean, they're like, oh yeah, we've heard of you. We want to help.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So do you have a Highlander sword you're going to bring in? Have him sign?
There will be one there for him to sign for me, yes.
Awesome. That is awesome. I'm all like teary now and misty. So if someone wants to follow Rocky Mountain Con, do you have a Twitter account? I mean, what are the accounts that you have coming up so that because you have a lot more to come.
Yes.
And I kind of have heard rumblings in the rumor mill, and I don't want to break any rumors and don't want to start that ball rolling. So if someone wants to follow you, what's the best way to go about it?
The best way is on Facebook, just Rocky Mountain Con on Facebook. That's where we announce all our guests first.
Okay.
Except for here today.
Exclusive for 5280 Geek. We got our leak. So that is awesome. When do tickets go on sale, or have passes been available, or what's the ticket situation?
Yep, right now we actually launched ticket sales this week. We like to say we're one of the most affordable shows here in Colorado. If you pre-buy right now, we're running a special. Single-day tickets are only $18.
Holy crap. Are you kidding me?
No. And a weekend pass right now is only $28. You can go online.
What a bargain. Mike, especially with what cons are going for. Do you think the influx of price on cons is because stars are getting spoiled with, like, the Salt Lake cons, the Chicago cons, the Wizard cons? Do you think that's a direct reflection of what the environment is, or just people taking advantage of the bubble before it bursts?
I think it has a lot to do with the bubble, to be really honest with you. I mean, stars are charging more, don't get me wrong.
True.
Nobody comes to a show for free. I mean, most people don't do that. It's very rare we find somebody that's willing to do that.
But it is a good cause. It's not like you're pocketing this. You're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Everything goes to benefit the victims of this horrible, idiot crime that didn't need to happen. And to get the support from the star community must be, I mean, that's a huge accolade.
It's huge for us. And that's a big thing is, you know, like I said, we want to bring a great show that's cost effective to the people walking through the door, because then they're going to have more money to spend with artists, mm-hmm. to spend with vendors. So if we can keep the cost, I mean, we haven't raised that price in 3 years. You know, we raised it a little bit from the first year, and that was it. And we haven't changed our artist alley tables prices. So we try to make it affordable for everybody to be there.
Wow. Well, I thank you, because it does give me more money at the con. And that's always, like, the number one complaint from everybody. I'm not making any money from, like, the vendors and the artists. And when you have an $85 price tag to get through the door, oh. And who doesn't come with a family nowadays?
Exactly. And kids 10 and under get free at our show, so.
See, even better. See, more hits. Follow Tim. Get on Facebook. You got to see more of what's going on. Tim, I will let you out of here because it's a busy show floor, and I don't want to keep you much more than I need to, and I'm just going to start repeating questions and try to shake more guests out of you. So we look forward to seeing more from Rocky Mountain Con. Thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you.